I don't think the Filipino who's overt is threatening unless he uses his overt Filipino-ness to put down people. Like, to the extreme where I'm more Filipino than you. You know, that can be dangerous. But I think the ones who are in complete denial of their... No, the ones who are the elite Filipinos, mm-hmm. I think are the most dangerous, because yeah. they're the ones that will put everybody down.
And they're not open to any yeah. other information. Right. I think those that are in denial, they just don't know what they don't
yeah.
know.
They don't know what they don't know. And I think they can be...
There's opportunities for them still.
They can be educated. But the ones yeah. who are the elite Filipinos, they think they're already educated about being Filipino, and there's nothing you can teach them.
And those people, we don't really worry about them.
We don't have time
to worry about yeah. them. And that's fine if that's where they're at. And if they're open to hearing us, that's great. If not,
too bad.
That's all right.
Their loss.
We're not really there to please them. Yeah. There's just this whole generation of other
That's why we work with the young people.
That are open.
That's why we work with the young people, because it's been too frustrating working yeah. with the adults. Well, some adults.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting, that group, the kind of recent immigrant or...
yeah, they come from the top colleges in yeah. the Philippines, so there's already an elitism there just by mm-hmm. having attended Santo Tomas or, mm-hmm. you know, De La Salle. Mm-hmm. Not De La Salle. Yeah, De La Salle.